Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. Confession time. The salty snack is my master. And the gateway to this lifetime love was crackers. Saltines, oyster crackers, Townhouse, Ritz. I loved them. Candace Page, who writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press, is here to tempt me with another one, the Vermont Common Cracker. Candy, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Good morning, Rick.
All right, what is this common cracker?
Well, Rick, you've heard of the New England Cracker Barrel, right? That fixture in country stores in the 1800s. Well, what was in that cracker barrel was common crackers. There would be a big wheel of cheddar on the counter, and there would be crackers in the cracker barrel. And those crackers were round and pale and hard and indestructible. They would keep forever. And when you talked about crackers back then, that's what you meant. This is long before the age of Ritz.
So how does the history of the common cracker tie back to Vermont?
Well, each New England state had its own bakery originally, but the Cross Brothers in Montpelier opened their bakery in 1828. They made common crackers using machinery. Some of the machinery was horse-powered, literally horse-powered. And they made these crackers 3 days a week. And on the other days, they used the horses to pull the wagons to distribute the crackers in barrels to country stores. The Cross Cracker factory stayed in business till the late 1970s. Of course, by then, the cracker barrel was a thing of the past. But the crackers were sold in every Vermont supermarket in these black and red boxes that I can still see in my mind's eye.
What was the attraction of these crackers?
Well, you know, the practical attraction was that they were so easy to store. In fact, they're a descendant of hardtack and ship's biscuit, you know, which was just flour and water baked until it was hard that would never spoil, that you could take on long voyages. When they came ashore and shortening and yeast were added and some kneading, that's when you ended up with the common cracker. So it was a good vehicle, let's put it that way. It went well with cheese. The cheese was really sharp. The cracker provided the crunch, but didn't overwhelm the cracker flavor. In addition, the common cracker was the perfect thing to crumble into your chowder. Unlike oyster crackers and saltines, which are very soft and turn to mush, the common cracker is hard enough that it kept a little bit of its texture while still absorbing some of the broth from your soup. And in fact, way back before potatoes were common, New England clam chowder was thickened with crackers, not with potatoes. So there you've just learned a little piece of history.
That is interesting. This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Candace Page, who writes for the Savivore section of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing Vermont common crackers. So, Candy, what happened to the Cross or the Montpelier crackers, and how'd they come back to life?
Yes, I should say that in my family, these were always called Montpelier crackers, although the brand was Cross, and Cross was in Montpelier, so I guess that's how they became known in Vermont. So, you know, with the arrival of Ritz and saltines, interest in this relatively bland cracker declined, and the company went out of business in 1979. Fortunately, the Vermont Country Store was there to step in. You know, the Country Store business was built on reproducing old-time products that had been given up by their original manufacturers. So they bought the equipment and moved the manufacturing to Weston, where the Country Store is based, and they've been making common crackers ever since. They're now sold as Vermont Common Crackers.
How do today's common crackers compare to their ancestors?
Well, it's interesting. I had a conversation this week with Elliot Orton, who's one of the third generation proprietors of the Country Store. And I said to him, Elliot, you know, I remember common crackers being almost jawbreakers. They were so hard. And he said, you know, that may be like remembering that the snow was always over your head when you were a little kid, because he thinks that they haven't really changed that much. The Country Store does make them in a smaller size. They used to be somewhat bigger than a hockey puck. Now they're down to more the maybe the size of a Ritz. What's unique about the common cracker is because of the way the dough is kneaded and laminated, it's like an English muffin. It comes with a natural split along the equator, so you can very easily split it, and that makes it a better vehicle for whatever you're going to put on top of it.
Where do people get these crackers?
Well, you do have to mail order them now. For a time, the country store sold them wholesale so you could go to your grocery store, which was very convenient. But that didn't really fit their business model. It created more headaches. So now you do need to mail order them from the country store. They are very modestly priced, but you have to call up and have them shipped.
Do you have tips on how to use these crackers?
I certainly do. The nicest description of the flavor of a common cracker is that it's subtle. I've also heard them described as bland and as tasteless. But they are transformed. If you split them along the equator, put on some butter, broil them briefly in the oven, and you can put cheese on before you broil them or after. Or what I really like to do is I split the crackers, I butter them, I broil them, and then I float them on my soup. Oh. It's especially wonderful with chowder, but it really works with any kind of soup. So you get that buttery, crunchy goodness. So that's really the easiest way to use them. But another standard thing to do with common crackers is to use them the way you might use breadcrumbs in a meatloaf. I think that's a little bit of a waste of their texture and flavor, but I did use them to make some codfish cakes recently, and that was a huge hit in my family because they did provide more crunch than breadcrumbs would, and it was a great recipe for the codfish cakes, I have to say. Sautéed in a pan, just sweet and wonderful, and you got texture and a little wheaty flavor from the crackers without it compromising the sort of subtle flavor of the fish.
Oh, I could dig into that. Candace Page writes for the Save of War section of the Burlington Free Press Candy. Thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
It's always such fun, Rick. Thank you.